Sports Radio, and we're going to give it to them. This is Talk Sports.
Leave one wolf alive, and the sheep are never safe.
Back in the booth, back on the airwaves, coming at you live from the White Claw Hard Seltzer Studios. John Reed, Cody McClure, Cameron Black, as we get set to talk sports and other things on this Tuesday, December 6th. Cody, how are you?
Oh, I'm doing pretty well, John.
Love to hear it.
You do?
Yes, it makes me very happy to hear it.
Well, that's very nice of you to say.
I'm happy to hear that you're very well.
Yep. I am doing pretty well. Bueno estar aquí, bueno para estar en cualquier lugar.
Amen to that.
Yep.
Si.
You doing all right?
I'm doing okay.
Doing okay.
Yeah, what about you, Cam? You good?
Yeah, I'm doing well.
There you go. Microphone on. Good job.
Yeah. Hey.
I turned off. I had to sneeze. Didn't want to sneeze into the mic.
Sure.
He got it back.
But doing well. Doing well. Can't complain. It seems like it's been raining for years now, but.
It is wet out there, I tell you. I got back to doing some Uber rides yesterday.
Oh, yeah?
Yep.
Back out in the streets?
Yep. Got back to what I've been missing.
Yeah.
And I realized very quickly how much I missed it when. I picked up a guy, and he would not shut up, and he would not stop talking to me, and he was asking me everything about myself and where I'm from, and I kid you not, I said, I'm from Arkansas originally, and he said, oh, yeah, Arkansas. He goes, that's over there by Memphis, isn't it? I said, yeah, and he said, what state is that in?
I said,
Arkansas? And he said, yeah, Arkansas? I said, yeah. It's in Arkansas. He said, oh, that's the state? So I really have missed that.
Really concerns me about this country.
It's good to be back out on the streets, you know, where people don't know states, cities.
Well.
Don't know anything.
That's insane.
There are some things, man. Like, if you ever feel dumb, just go out in public.
Yeah,
just go be around the others.
Interesting.
<Yeah. laughs> They'll make you feel good about yourself.
Yeah. It would be nice for a boost every now and then, a little pick-me-up.
I'm not even exaggerating because it confused me. It confused me to my core.
Where's Arkansas at? Yeah.
He said, that's over by Memphis, isn't it? I said, yeah. He goes, what state is that in? Huh? Everybody knows it, at least knows it's a state, don't they?
You would think.
Did you did you just laugh it off to make him feel dumb?
I just kind of changed the subject because I felt awkward. I
would have just really laid into him a little bit. You didn't know Arkansas was a state? And just see what his excuse was. But, oh, man, I didn't know.
You're stuck in a car with somebody. And you never know, like.
I just like, are you on drugs, buddy? Are you okay? Have you bumped your head?
The thing is, some people you hit it off with.
I'm glad I'm driving you around because you clearly don't need to be driving.
No. That person did not need to be on the streets. Some people you hit it off with, but others it's – you got to kind of make the small talk. You never know who has a sense of humor and who doesn't.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. Obviously, I wouldn't take any chances with that guy, but it's good to be – out in the world.
Did you make any money?
Yeah, I did. I got a couple of nice little promotional offers, too. So.
Hey.
They missed you, too.
Should have some extra cash rolling in here.
Rolling in the dough.
You know how it is being a radio man.
Yeah.
I got to keep about 3 to 4 jobs to just stay afloat.
That's right. Need to get out there and grind for your mama's Christmas gift and my Christmas gift.
That's right. We do need to do Christmas gifts.
Yep.
I was thinking of a thing that we could do this year. We could do...
You want to do a Secret Santa between the three of us?
I want to do... Yeah, I want to do gift exchange and set... We can set a limit on it.
Uh-huh.
Say maybe $20 a piece or something like that.
Okay.
And see for my other job.
What's that?
We're doing a Secret Santa thing, and it's $20 a piece for that.
Oh, at the other, they add up if you get into too many of them.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I feel like that's too stressful. I feel like if I was going to be in one, not here, but like at work, like just make it like a $30 or $40 limit. Like if I want to spend a little bit more, it's fine. Like your secret, the person who drew me got lucky. I don't want to have to be like skimping out and just getting something cheap. Because like if it's a $20 limit, you might end up with something that you don't really use.
And I don't really like, I haven't worked there long enough to like really, really know these people either. So like the person I'm like, yeah, you're cool. I see you all the time at work, but I don't know enough about you to be like, oh yeah, they'll love this.
Like when my family does it, like my extended family, it always ends up just a bunch of like lottery tickets and flashlights. That's pretty much all it ends up with.
That's what everybody does.
Yeah.
Knives. Yep. The men get like a new knife.
And then some candles for the women, a blanket,
lottery
tickets, all it is.
Those soft throw blankets.
Yep. That's all it is.
Oh, I know. Every family's the same in that. Yep. I feel like everybody, because there's only so much you can get at that price point.
So I'd rather just spend an extra 15 or 20 bucks than get something that somebody can actually use and enjoy, is how I've always felt.
I want to lower it. I want to lower it. I want
not
us.
Just a hassle. I'd rather just, I'm going to make you a card.
I want us to get each other three gifts apiece at $5 apiece.
No, I'm not doing it. You and Cam can do it, and I'll watch.
It'll be fun. It'll be fun, because you got to try to get creative. You got to try to be creative that way. That's the idea of going with the cheaper presents.
I don't want to have to get creative. I don't need this extra pressure of having to go out and buy stuff.
That's the
worst part about the
I'm
going to
get you three gifts, and I'm going to get Cam three gifts.
Feel free.
And the three will not add up to over $20 a piece.
Okay. Then I'm just going to give you a $20 bill.
You don't have to give me anything. I want you to participate in the gift exchange. Won't it be fun? Think of the places you can go. You can go to like a...
Just so we're up to speed.
Flea market.
You thought participating in Halloween and having fun then was dumb, but now you want to give each other, not necessarily gag gifts, but you want to go out and waste our time getting three little trinkets for each other.
It's Christmas.
Yeah.
That's way different than Halloween.
I choose my Christmas to not be about material things. I choose to just
joy
enjoy
to the world.
I just choose to spend my Christmas enjoying time with my friends and loved ones. So how about
Chevy Chase?
How about instead of my three gifts, we just sit here together one day, not here, but we'll go somewhere and just sit with each other for 9, 10, 11 hours and just enjoy each other's company and talk about life. No sports allowed.
We do that every day.
No, 10, 11, 12 hours. A full day together.
You can't go.
No phones, nothing. Just the three of us just sitting there hanging out.
I challenge you.
Oh, no.
Somebody died.
The Titans are firing John Robinson.
Oh.
The GM.
That's big news.
That's pretty big news.
Why are they firing him?
I guess A.J. Brown got him fired.
Yeah.
Yeah, they saw that game.
I guess they looked around and saw, hey, here's A.J. Brown. You just...
Look how good this guy is that used to be on our team.
You just traded him to the Eagles, and look what they just did to us. Sorry to interrupt you. It was just breaking news right across the board. It was one of those jaw-dropping moments for me.
See, you had just said, let's spend 10 to 12 hours together and not talk about sports. I would bet you anything in the world that if we sat somewhere for 10 hours, you could not talk something about sports.
It's not true.
I think 10 hours is a long time.
I've told you many times, not a big sports guy.
There's no way in a 10-hour period you can just go no sports at all. What would be talked about?
Movies? TV shows? Life? Religion? The meaning of life? The meaning of religion? Girls? Boys?
You get to talking about girls and boys and tell me there's not going to be some sports talk in there.
Nope.
I'm going to see how long you can go without mentioning a sport.
I'll go all day today if you want me to.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay.
Go for it.
You carry the show, but I won't mention any sports.
Just reverse roles.
Whatever you want to do. Yeah, I won't talk. Yeah, that's do that.
That's intimidating. That would be so weird if we just switched the show up one day. And I just came in and presented topics.
Yeah, yeah.
Bounced them off of you.
I would feel, I don't want to say stressed, but like putting me on the spot now to not talk about any sports today would be a little tough to do like 3 hours of just, you know.
Just on the spot.
Yeah, just like freestyling it out, being able to mention sports.
It would feel like I was driving your car and like you were drunk in the passenger seat.
Yeah.
That's kind of what it would be like.
Sure, sort of.
And Cam would still be there drunk in the back seat.
Too. Yeah.
And I'd be drunk driving my car. All right, so the gift exchange, though, let's go ahead and nail this down while we've got a chance. Three gifts under $20. So it can be whatever you think, something we could use.
Okay.
So.
But just so we're clear, three gifts, $20. Are you going to do this?
Yep.
Is this going to be another like one of your plans that you come up with?
We're going to come in with gifts. He's be like, oh, yeah. I forgot.
And he gets the gifts. Well, you can take it back, no, I guess,
no, no.
If you want it.
No, I will get the gifts. I will get them.
Okay.
They don't necessarily have to be things you can use. They just have to come from a special place in your heart. They don't have to be anything nice.
Okay.
I mean, technically, you don't even have to buy them, I guess.
Now,
they just,
and
three gifts.
Just so we're clear, I don't want to, you know, start putting too many rules in place or anything, but $20 for three gifts total. Does it have to be three $5 gifts, right? I can get one like $15 and then two like $3 gifts.
Well, you could.
Well, two $2 gifts, I guess.
You could do it that way.
I'm going to throw taxes out. So if it's $24-ish dollars after taxes, I'm going to.
Now
go
you're
with
getting
it.
You're getting out of hand. You're getting out of hand.
If something is $19.99, if it comes down to $19.99 plus tax, I am thinking that is okay. That's what I'm telling you what I'm doing. You don't have to do that, but I am doing that. I don't want to be like Vince Vaughn in Four Christmases and show up with an Xbox while everyone else has a $10 limit.
I just think at this price point, you have to be pretty creative.
Great point by Bobo, who writes in and says, this is also the same guy who told you he was going to watch the World Cup with you. That is true.
I don't think I ever committed to that. I was invited, and I appreciate the invite. At first, it was supposed to be a pub we were going to.
Yeah, I know.
And then it turned into a house party, and then it got earlier.
And then it turned into, well, I've already got my vision, my vibe vision. I've already accomplished my goal.
I already got my vibe vision, and then I went out Friday, and I was hungover when I woke up, and that made it harder. So I was like, I don't feel like leaving the house. We're off and running.
They really fired John Robinson right after A.J. Brown dropped
that is wild.
30 fantasy points on him.
What better timing?
God, just – I'm genuinely – I don't know if I want to say shocked. Because the offensive line does suck. He didn't get anybody to come in and play, like, left tackle after LaJuan went down. Got the worst left tackle in the league, maybe the worst I've ever seen.
That seems like a pretty important position most of the time, too.
He's so terrible, too. And, like, they just haven't tried anything to fix it. It's kind of wild he got fired, though. I'm surprised.
Mid-season's odd, too, I feel like.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, like, you know, right ahead of, if you win this weekend, you're pretty much going to lock up the division.
Yep.
It would be the third straight. Kind of orchestrated that. But I guess we're like, hey, enough. You've got enough credit for the turnaround. You failed to take us to the next level, and you've made us worse. But I'm pretty surprised by John Robinson being fired by the Tennessee Titans, like Cam said, middle of the season. Not even middle of the season, late in the season.
It's like there's odd timing, yeah.
Yeah, it's like there's any moves left to be made.
Yeah, if you're trying to, like, fire him to get somebody in before, like, you know, make trade deadlines or something.
Yeah,
or, you know, buyouts or anything like that. But, no, it was just kind of, well, the player you traded just beat us, so here you go.
Drink White Claw Hard Seltzer, made with their unique brew pure process to deliver only the finest flavors at only 100 calories that won't weigh you down. Please drink responsibly. White Claw, White Claw, White Claw. Cam, send us to break. Let's talk sports on Fan Run Radio. Well, before the Titans fired John Robinson, and probably still after the Titans fired John Robinson, I was ready to come in here and talk about the story of the day being the Heisman ceremony, the Heisman finals being announced, and how stupid that was.
That made me mad.
I had a friend, I still have a friend, don't see him as much anymore, but I have a friend who, in junior high and high school, around this time of year, his dad would always get in a really bad mood whenever it was Heisman ceremony weekend and tell us to turn that off and how it was stupid and how the Heisman doesn't mean anything. And he had those feelings, from the Peyton Manning robbery and said, that's the day the Heisman died and never pay attention to it again. And, yesterday I was like, I think he was onto something there.
Yeah, I think so too. That it made me legitimately mad when I saw that Stetson Bennett was invited.
Yeah, I didn't really do the math in my head, I guess, whenever I saw that he was the first name announced because they did it in alphabetical order. I didn't really do the math in my head that they were only taking four people and that he was one of the four, and that meant that Hendon Hooker wasn't going to be. Because even after Max Duggan, it didn't still really sink into me. I expected Hendon Hooker to come up, and I was like, wait. I didn't stop and think about C.J. Stroud. I didn't stop and think about C.J. Stroud or Caleb Williams, so I still thought expected Hendon Hooker. And then all of a sudden,
why the hell is C.J. Stroud there either? I don't have a problem with Max Duggan, and I don't really like the Caleb Williams kid, but I don't have a problem with him either. I'm fine with those two being there. But the fact that Hendon couldn't get one of the spots over Stetson Bennett or Stroud.
Pretty damn dumb.
Stroud just put up garbage time numbers all year, basically, and then his one big game of the year, he was awful.
Northwestern?
Yeah. Well, exactly. And so you could say, I guess, that Hooker didn't look good against Georgia, but C.J. Stroud played one big game and he didn't look good in it. At least Hooker had Alabama.
Yeah. I mean, Alabama was, as some said, the Heisman moment of the year, too.
The performance of the year. And then
and just the actual moment, the one jaw-dropping moment of him getting into field goal range within, 14 seconds or whatever it was. That was the moment of the season. I can't think of any other. Were there any other games that came down to the wire like that where you had a quarterback put a team on his back and make two big plays? If there are any, I'm drawing a blank because I feel like this college football season, now that you actually stop and think about it, I don't really remember too many close games.
I'd honestly say the closest one would probably be Duggan, honestly, just because they were always trailing in the second half. Against so he had to kind of ball out at the end a lot of those games.
Against Baylor, him getting into field goal range with no timeouts and getting the hurry up out there and getting them out there, sure. Yeah.
But they were never big, ranked teams or big national televised games and stuff.
Right. Doing it against Alabama, obviously higher stakes than doing it against Baylor, a six-win Baylor team at the time.
As far as games of significance, though, I can't think of another game where you had a big moment like that.
Ohio State-Michigan wasn't close. No Heisman moment there. I'd be pretty mad, too, if I was Blake Corum. I mean, it's just like a
– Yeah, I was very surprised that it was neither of them got in. Yeah.
It really is very upsetting.
I mean, Stetson Bennett, you talk about garbage time stats, with Stroud. Stetson Bennett's kind of the opposite. I will say he didn't get any garbage time stats because they beat up teams so much. They said – I saw he had 300 or something yards in the fourth quarter all year or something crazy like that. So,
he doesn't play, yeah.
Yeah, he could have thrown for more yards. I get that. But,
hypotheticals. Yeah.
Well, also at a certain point, you have to just watch you have to look at the eye test, man. Yeah. You just have to look and see, this guy's not doing anything special. This guy's got wide open freaks running around.
Yeah, and a freakish offensive line. Stetson Bennett, his numbers, if you were to put me at quarterback on a local high school team, all right, and we played a ninth grade team, I'd put up big numbers too.
Yeah,
because when your team is physically better, bigger, stronger, faster, they're going to be open it's going to make, like, your skill position players are going to have an easier time. Everything's going to be easier for you. You're going to have more time to throw because your offensive line protects well. You're going to have a running game that balances out your passing game, so you'll be able to throw it more. It's just not, like, it's not fair to me that a guy who had the year that Hooker did, he was the story of college football for two-thirds of the season.
Yeah.
Especially when you see the AP name him the Offensive Player of the Year and Stetson was, what, on the second team?
Stetson didn't even get mentioned.
Or he wasn't even on the second team?
For the conference, yeah. He didn't even – I think he was the fourth best quarterback in the conference when the voter, when the writers voted it.
Yeah, but that guy's a Heisman finalist. Stetson Bennett.
It's one of those things that we want to see. Like, you want to get the accolades. You want to get the respect.
Yeah.
I wonder how Hendon Hooker feels. I'm sure he's probably gutted by it. Or at least sad, disappointed. Like, ultimately, it's one of those things you kind of brace yourself for. It's kind of crazy to see that he didn't get invited when heading into the South Carolina game. He was, you know, the second best odds.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Hooker might even feel worse about it than we do.
Yeah, I mean, I'm sure he does. Because, I mean, I don't necessarily feel bad about it. I think it's stupid. I am – more and more people are coming around. I am just – I think college football is dumb.
Canceling college football.
Well, I mean, I just think college football is dumb. I think they've lost their way. I think they're dumb. I think they're media – I think they have a real media problem. I think they have no consistency when it comes to, like, what they do and how they judge teams. I think it's a beauty pageant. And, like, I just think it's dumb. I love Tennessee. I love Tennessee game days. I have a great time on Saturdays. I love Tennessee basketball. I love Tennessee baseball. I love being a part of the community. I love watching SEC games when we play other teams. I still like all that stuff. But the conversation surrounding the rest of the sport, I have found to be pretty sufferable. Like, I don't like it.
Yep.
It's still – I see what you're saying, the media problem especially.
I hate every media person that covers it. Every single one, like, except Bruce Feldman. I like Bruce Feldman. But, like, he's not really a personality. He's just like, hey, I'm giving you the news. And, like, I try to, for the most part, keep my agenda out of it. Every now and then with coaching hires, you'll see it. He's got a couple relationships that he likes, you know, with Mike Leach and such. But, yeah. Like, Bruce Feldman, he's a 9 out of 10. Like Bruce Feldman. Had him on a podcast one time. Good dude.
Mm-hmm.
No problem with him. Outside of that, I don't know if I could name any other people that I like. I don't like, really, Kirk Herbstreit
anymore. The national guys?
Yeah. Like, Fowler's okay, I guess, but, like...
Brent Musburger.
He doesn't get to do it no more, does he? Yeah, but he doesn't get to do it no more, right?
Like, he got canceled. Catherine Webb.
There's nobody else I like.
My God, look at her. You are looking live at the most beautiful woman in the world. I miss Brent Musburger.
I do, too. I liked him, too. And I like that Brent was ahead of his time, like, you know, with gambling references
and
stuff.
How about Brad Nessler? You like Brad Nessler?
I don't really have any thoughts on Brad Nessler.
I like Brad.
Yeah, I mean, but
he's
again,
a play-by-play.
Yeah, I mean, I was gonna say, like, he barely even counts. Neither does Chris Fowler, because, like, they're pretty much just there, like, doing the.
So you're talking about the studio guy, like, coverage guys, like
journalists.
Hey, Corso.
Sure.
Yeah. What about McAfee?
Yeah, I like McAfee.
Okay.
But I don't really consider him a college football guy. But I guess he is now. That's a fair point. But, like, I just think of him as an NFL. I don't know. But sure, McAfee is a fair thing. But I don't ever go to him. For college opinions.
Yeah.
I can't name one college opinion he has. I think he's just there to be like, oh, let me do something crazy. Like, you know.
Yeah, they've got a media problem. But I will say, like, despite all the beauty pageant and all that, like, if you win your games, though, you still get your opportunity. If we had gone 11-1, we still would have gotten our opportunity.
Maybe.
And at the end of the day.
I can't say that for certain.
I
don't know how you could say that for certain. 11-1, I mean. Who knows if we'd have been ahead of Ohio State? I think we would have, but I can't say that for certain.
I feel pretty good about it.
And I can't say it for certain that we would have gotten in. And, I mean, again, I feel the opposite had we been 11-1 and USC won on Saturday.
Well, no, I don't know about that because they would have been a conference champion and
right.
All that. But
so, like, you can't tell me that, you know, sure, maybe we got in over Ohio State, but we still had to be sitting there 11-1 hypothetically with the only loss on the road to the best team in college football over the last 3 years, and you'd still be on the outside looking in while other teams got in without really earning anything. So I think it's dumb.
As it shook out, though, despite what the media said, don't you think the committee got it right again with their four teams? Because you said earlier in the year, they usually get it right at the end of the day.
I think they got lucky.
I think at least the committee has that. Yeah, I mean, I don't know if they've really had a year yet where they had major – like, drama.
The only time I can think of is when they put Ohio State in over TCU. That was pretty much it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think they put the right team in. That team went on and won a national title.
So they've pretty much – the committee, despite their flaws and everything, at the end of the day, they've pretty much gotten the four right. So even though ESPN – maybe it's – maybe you think you have an ESPN problem more than anything. Like, because
like the people on Fox
they were the ones putting Saban on and trying to do the whole
– well, so
which Fox did too.
I don't like anybody on Fox either.
Yeah.
I really just don't like anybody. If I'm wrong, like, feel free to give me some of your media types that you like. I know some of you like Barrett Slee. I got no beef with him.
Yeah.
That Josh Pate guy people like, so I don't really have any opinion on him. It seems to me like he was really praising Tennessee whenever it was convenient. And the moment Tennessee struggled, it turned into I'm going to bash Tennessee for a while and ride that wave too. I don't have enough of an opinion on him. I don't like him. I don't necessarily dislike him. I don't know him.
He's all right.
But there's nobody I go to that I like. In the NFL, I got people I like. In the NBA, I got people I like. I don't like anybody in the NFL.
You should just find some reporters, some local reporters. Have you heard of Jimmy Himes?
I got no beef with Jimmy.
You ever looked into his work?
Never. Got no beef with Jimmy. Don't like him. Don't dislike him. I do like some of the local guys. I like Grant Ramey. I like Callahan. I like those guys.
Well, there you go. That's all you need.
Probably like we don't really hang out outside or whatever, and I don't count them when I'm talking about like not liking college football guys.
There's got to be some good national guys.
Name some.
Well, what about
Tim Brando? You like Tim Brando?
He does follow me on Twitter.
You like Dan Walken? You like Pat Forty?
What about Phil Steele?
He's old and out the game. I don't ever see him do anything.
He's an old magazine man.
He came on my radio show one time too, so I got no beef with Phil. He came on and did a radio hit with us, so he's a good man as far as I'm concerned. But like he's not out in the front anywhere.
I used to like
Bill Connolly, maybe the S&P, the SP Plus guy. Like I've got no beef with him. I just don't see him on TV or anything. Or
back when I used to listen to the Sirius XM radio, I liked Bill King when his show was national. Okay. But
I've heard people, you know, praise him too.
Well, he's just a Nashville guy now. I think they relegated him to one of those stations in Nashville that doesn't have a signal. I think he's on the equivalent of the Nashville station that we're on here.
Ah.
It's like one of those like.
So you're not XM anymore?
No. I don't know what happened to his national show, but I liked him. But that was 10 years ago.
Yeah. No, I've heard good things.
So he's not been national in quite a while.
Am I missing anybody?
Yeah, probably. I mean, off the top of my head, you know, I don't know.
Don't like that Brandon Walker guy from Barstool. I don't like any of the college football guys.
He is riding with us now on the Heisman thing, though.
Well, everyone was, and like it's funny, like that Nicole Auerbach woman from The Athletic was riding with us, and then people were exposing her AP vote where she voted us like seventh behind like Utah, in like the final top 10 playoff poll or whatever. Or I guess it would be the playoff poll; it would be just the AP ranking. And I'd like to see all the people who are hand wringing about Hendon. I want to see where they voted, because if everyone complaining about it voted for Hendon, he would be in the top four. So I want to see them put it.
Yeah,
I want to see them put their ballots out.
Well, do we know who voted?
I mean, there's a lot of people who vote.
Yeah.
I mean, there's a lot. There's like 200 voters, aren't there?
But do they only get to vote on the finalists, or do they nominate?
I think you have to write like your top 10, right?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure. I don't know if it's 10 or not, Cam. Like I know you rank them like one through at least five.
Yeah.
And then like
maybe
each,
five. Yeah.
You know, if you get the most first place votes are worth, you know, X amount. Like first place votes are worth 10. 8 and 6 or, you know, something like that.
So are the four finalists are not just chosen by a couple guys in a room?
Correct. The four finalists, it's
they're chosen by the whole
meeting. They're the top four guys on everyone's ballot.
In that case, I mean, can we really, you know, if there's 200 people that choose it.
And I don't know if it's 200, by the way.
Or whatever it is. Like,
I mean, I'm going to be really intrigued to see where he comes in once you get the, like, actual, like, full numbers of the of like how they, you know, finished out numbers wise. I'd be really intrigued to see where he comes in at.
I think in college football media too, it's a lot like politics in that you have a lot of groupthink.
Oh yeah,
and I think it's very few people have their own unique takes. And if they do, they become outcasts.
Well,
you know, like Brett McMurphy.
Well,
that's what happened to him, wasn't it? With the Urban Meyer thing, he kind of.
No, he was an outcast before that. I thought that was kind of what put him back on the map. I feel like he had gotten like let go of ESPN or something. He was just kind of an independent guy at that point. Then he was just letting the chopper spray.
Yeah.
And then kind of became actually more relevant because of that.
That's right.
You also can't convince me that Tennessee fans haven't hurt themselves with these guys.
Yeah.
We
they have.
We have beef with everybody. And I hate all these people or sports hate them. I don't think there are too many I hate in real life, although maybe a couple. But, like, Tennessee fans have been pretty tough on them for a while, so I can't say I'm really surprised whenever it comes time for to give Tennessee a bone that they're like, eh, actually, no. These guys kind of suck.
Yeah, because
my payback.
These guys have feelings too.
Yeah, they read it.
They can say they're unbiased and impartial and all that journalistic stuff they want, but they have feelings, and there's definitely some of that.
100%.
And I think our fans online have brought a lot of that on themselves. We have a very annoying online fan base.
I feel like that probably hurts us.
It's pretty cringy sometimes. It's chuggy.
Well.
But I can't, I try to stay out of it, but I did call that Mike Berardino guy pasty. So.
And then he had skin cancer.
Yeah.
I sent out a tweet last night. I feel like anybody who knows me and has followed me for a while knows when I'm joking, I think. But
I don't think they do. I don't think Twitter knows.
Well, I think I got a good group of people who have like followed me for a while and like know my sense of humor.
Yeah.
But I think there are a lot of people that maybe just aren't, like, oh, this guy does videos. I don't really get the joke of them. Like, I don't really like get it. Like, so I put that tweet out about Caleb Williams and finger painting his, like, F so-and-so team and how he gets rewarded, but Hinden writes a Christian book and doesn't get it. Now, college football and the journalists need Jesus. And I got a lot of amens and people, like, taking it very seriously.
Yeah.
I got a lot of people calling me idiots to go out of their way like Cody does. I don't believe in religion, can leave Jesus out of it. And I was like,
There's more people like that than you think.
A lot of people are just like, yeah, this is stupid, you're so dumb. I was like, buddy, you're the dumb one that thinks this is seriously.
Well, people that don't know you, though, like people from other fan bases that see that,
yeah.
They're going to take it seriously. But
yeah.
That's the thing with Twitter. There's no content. There's no tone. The same with, like, when you're texting somebody and they get mad at you and you get in a text fight. And it's like, if we were talking, saying the same things, probably wouldn't happen.
It's funny to me when there are very few things that I reply to. I don't know if I think I'm above it or if I just don't think, like, people, like, there's no good in replying to it. At a certain point, maybe I just got into so many internet battles early on that, like, you realize you're not going to change anybody's mind, so, like, you're just going to be going back and forth arguing. It's not going to be worth it. But, like, I'm always surprised at how many people from, like, other fan bases, like, will just reply and argue with me.
Mm-hmm. Do you think?
Because I don't ever reply to – I see other things from other fan bases, and very rarely do I ever reply to anybody. I'm just like, what possesses people to do that?
How do they even find it? I guess somehow or another you get in the algorithm. Because I have noticed, like
– well, I'm sure I'm in the algorithm for, like, a lot of these fans just because I'll click on somebody's profile once, and then their tweets will be on my timeline the rest of the day, and I'll either have to mute them or, like, say I'm not interested or what. So I'm sure that's happened to me with a lot of fan bases. Go ahead. What were you going to say?
Yeah, I was going to say the same thing. Like, just I get a lot of tweets about, like, South Carolina and Georgia just because I've interacted with those, But I don't know how you can really convey tone. There's really no way to do it on the tweets. That's kind of why I don't like it that much anymore. I mean, I still like it for the news and, like, things like that, but otherwise I don't really like engaging with people. I don't hardly reply to anything.
I just
don't
like arguing with people anymore, really. I'll get into it every now and then. But, like, if it happens, it's always people coming at me first. Then I was like,
you don't think you provoke them with your...
Well, I might provoke them. But if I'm provoking them, I'm not acting them.
Yeah, you're just saying something.
Right. You can choose to ignore it, bro.
Yeah. Which is what I think most reasonable people do.
Right, yeah. Like, if I see something I
think
I don't like,
most people who reply on Twitter are probably, I'm not saying they're all nuts, but I think that they skew that
probably
way.
Probably closer to the guy who doesn't know Arkansas is a state.
Yeah, like reply guy skews toward that.
They're probably a little unhinged.
Reply guy is the new radio caller.
Stick with us to talk sports on Fan Run Radio. Amy Adams put out her statement Titans owner. Since becoming controlling owner in 2015, my goal has been to raise the standard for what is expected in all facets of our organization. I believe we have made significant progress both on and off the field through investments in leadership, personnel, and new ideas. This progress includes the core of our business, the football team itself, which is regularly evaluated both by results, as in wins and losses, and team construction, roster building. I'm proud of what we have accomplished in my 8 seasons of ownership, but I believe there is more to be done and higher aspirations to be met. I want to thank John for his dedicated work to set this organization on an upward trajectory, and I wish him and his family the best. So she says, like, hey, we're doing wins and losses, and the Titans have won a bunch of games, but also roster construction, and seems like we're lacking a little bit there. At least that's how it reads to me.
Yeah.
So who made the move, Amy?
Well, yeah, the owner.
Is she the number one?
She's Bud Adams' daughter, and she's the main runner. She owns it.
She doesn't have any siblings or anything.
I don't know if she does or not, actually, but she's the face. She's the HBIC, if you will.
Oh,
Cody,
it's her team.
Correct.
I was just looking at
Spain is in trouble. We have given up 2 PKs and gotten stopped on their first 2. They are in trouble as one of the premier countries in the world of soccer, on the cusp of going home.
Do you find Amy Adams to be attractive?
You know, I've stood next to her. She's got some charisma. And if she gave me a chance, I would 100% knock it out of the park.
I mean,
with all due respect.
I mean, the actress.
Yeah, of course.
That's who you were talking about, right?
Nope. I was talking about the owner.
Oh. Well, I Googled her because I don't know if I've ever really.
You said Amy Adams. I was thinking actress too. I forgot that was your owner's name.
Yep. Amy
so,
Adams shrunk.
So we've
name.
Just found out that you find Amy Adams, the Titans owner, to be attractive.
Well, if she was not the Titans owner, I might have a different answer. But she is the Titans owner. So, like, in my mind.
That power does that much for you.
Right.
Huh?
In my mind, me betting her is going to be one step closer to me owning a NFL football team.
That's true.
Okay. Would you rather have her or Amy Adams, the actress?
Do I get to – are we getting married with no prenup?
Yeah. One of these,
the Titans owner.
One of these days you get to own the Titans.
The Titans owner. 1,000%. No hesitation. You're going with the actress?
I mean, it would be cool to own the Titans.
I was going to say there are very few women that you could put out in front of me. I mean, Amy Adams, she's cute. I'm talking about the actress now. She's cute. I don't consider her upper tier of – women in the world, right? I mean, when I say upper tier, I mean like in Hollywood, right? Like famous women, not if you're taking
Amy Adams,
Tammy.
You don't find her upper tier like
of Hollywood and like, you know, whatever, California, LA for like musicians.
I mean, she's pretty.
She's cute.
She's no, I mean, I guess she's not like the very top. I think she's upper half.
Upper half's probably fair, but upper half's, I mean, you know, it could be 50.1%. You know what I mean?
I'd give her upper third. But that's probably where I'd draw the line. She's probably not upper quarter.
And for me, that's not enough. There are very few women in the world that I would rather have than Amy Adams shrunk.
All right. Well, let's say you have to take a chance. You don't know for sure you'll get
which
the Titans
Amy
ownership.
The no.
But
no.
You think you might, though. Like, there's a chance.
What chance are we talking? Give me a percentage.
42% chance.
So what? We're going on a date. I'm trying to make her fall in love with me.
Yeah, you got to win her over.
Do I get a month? Tell her she has to hang out with me for a month.
Right,
I get a quarter for a month. I think if you gave me a month with Amy Adams shrunk, I could win her over.
Do you actually believe that?
Well, I don't know what her marital situation is, but.
Because if she's single and you actually believe that, I mean, maybe we should set it up.
Are you doubting me?
I just imagine her to be a woman of status.
Yeah, she might be.
And
she might not be approachable. She might not be into me. I don't know. But I'm assuming that maybe she's
worth $1 billion, right?
I mean,
is it that?
I don't know if she's worth that. If she is worth that, well, I'm sure she is because she owns the Titans. Like, I mean, if you own an asset like that, if the Titans hit the market, she'd probably be able to sell them for $3 billion.
And she doesn't have any siblings?
Again, I don't know if she has any savings. I think she does, but she's like the, again, the main person in charge.
It says she's worth $1.3 billion, but who knows if that's...
Yeah, but like if the Titans went for sale, she has 50% of the stake. Okay, so I guess that checks out.
So she would actually make that much money.
No.
That's a pretty flattering photo of her.
I mean, I've met her in real life a couple times.
How?
She comes around, like tailgates and stuff.
Really?
Mm-hmm. I met her in Kansas City at a bar. I met her maybe both times were in Kansas City.
You talked to her?
Yeah, she came. I was trying to look. I have a picture with her. She came and talked to us 1 year, and you know, we took a picture. And then the next year, or I guess 2 years later, she came up and claimed she remembered me and my friend because we were the same guys. And she talked to us again. We took another picture with
her. I wonder if she legitimately remembered you, or if you met her a third time, maybe she really would remember you.
I don't know. I don't know if she remembered me or not.
Is Amy Adams drunk? Okay.
Husband. I mean, I'm assuming she's married because she took a last name. She's
married
no longer
to Bill Hunt. Hunt. That's probably Hunt's ketchup, isn't it? Who is Bill Hunt?
So her last name's not even Strunk anymore. It's Hunt. Or maybe she didn't take the name. I don't know. This seems like a dumb hypothetical. Point being, I'd love to be the Titans owner.
Fair enough.
If I was, I would have liked to have been back in the day.
Oh, yeah. Bill Hunt is president and CEO of Elmhurst Group.
I would have liked to have been around back in the day where, like, you got married to unite families.
Yeah.
I guess you still kind of do that, but not as much.
It's not like the whole mission.
Yeah, now you're supposed to be in it for love or whatever, but I would have liked to have been like, here, we have a lot of farmland. Here, you have this. Let's get together for political purposes and business purposes.
I was reading something in the book about kind of like arranged marriages and stuff where they did it for the family and stuff like that. And they like compared it to marriages where you like fall in love and the love dwindles when you fall in love and get married. But when you kind of are just there, you know, it goes up.
Arranged marriages, like, huh. Yeah, the longer you spend together, you actually love each other more than if you start out hot and heavy and then fade. That is true.
You're like, they're not so bad.
You just start from a very low point. I don't know. And the older you get, and I guess you see the sacrifices and the work that people are doing to make relationships work, and like, you know, as they get older, you also start appreciating things more. That would check out, too.
Yeah, for sure.
It says Amy Adams Strunk is an avid equestrian and fox hunter.
Yeah, she just bought...
where you need a comma.
Story just came out yesterday that she had bought like 300 acres or 200 acres like somewhere in a really rich part of like the Nashville surrounding area for like $20 million.
She hunts foxes, and does that mean she hunts horses too? Her first marriage ended in divorce in 1990 following a long period of depression that followed her brother's suicide.
I got fumbled the bag. Not the brother who killed himself, although...
Well, her.
So maybe this life as an NFL owner isn't so great.
Hang on now. There's more. So her first marriage ended in divorce, and then her brother killed himself. And then her second husband, a cattle breeder, Tim Strunk, died in a 1997 auto accident.
What does a cattle breeder mean?
You know who else died in a 1997 auto accident?
Is that Dale Earnhardt?
No, I was going to say Princess Diana.
Oh, okay.
Was that 97?
That checks around about the time that would be.
What did you say before that?
What is a cattle breeder? It's like a cattle farmer.
I think he's the guy that puts the semen in them.
Well, that's what it sounds like to me. I mean, you might, I don't know if you're joking about that. They have those people that do that.
Yeah, no, he's the inseminator.
Oh, okay.
I mean, I guess. He gets up on a stepladder and he.
Yeah, I don't know if I've ever actually seen that happen. We used to have a doc. We call him Doc. He's a vet. He would come and he had to put these big gloves on. I don't think I ever saw him inseminate them, but he would have to stick his hand all the way up them to check to see if they were pregnant. That's how they would do it. They'd tell you how pregnant they were. You could feel how big the baby was. It'd be like, oh, yeah, she's about 4 months bred. Then we'd put a four on her hip.
Heck of a job, isn't it, being the guy that does that?
He got like $15 a cow.
How many cows could he stick his hand up?
I mean, whenever he came over for us, like we'd give him a check, basically like 100. So, I mean, he made he made pretty good money that day.
That's a lot.
Yeah.
How quickly of a process is that? Like,
I mean, it took to pregnancy check probably 100 cows took us 3 or 4 hours just being in the barn. But like, we had to get them up and get them ready. But then, you know, you basically run them up the chute one at a time. You got to stop. You got to pick up their tail. And he's got to go in and check them. So like, I mean, it was a.
So you think he made $1,500 in 4 hours?
Probably more like 6 hours. Anywhere from 4 to 6 hours.
pretty good day.
15 might be high.
I don't know if...
can't remember if it was 15 or 5. Obviously, that's a big difference, making $500 in a day versus $1,500 in a day. Yeah. I can't remember what it was, though.
$500 in a day, probably not worth fisting 100 cows, but $1,500 probably definitely worth it.
I'd probably do it for $500.
6 hours of work?
No, it might have been 4 hours of work. Again, I don't remember. It's all getting fuzzy for me, like how long you know it took and everything and the price. Because I wasn't paying. You know, my dad was the one running the operation. He was the one paying, so I don't know exactly.
But what if he went to another cattle farm? They only had, like, 4 cows. And then you make $60. So that's probably not worth it, is it?
Yeah, I would imagine there was like a minimum requirement. I don't know if we got like a discount because we used him forever. Like, I mean, he was a, I don't want to say a family friend, but we used him for a long time.
I don't know how you get into that kind of work.
Veterinarian school.
That doesn't seem like enough money, though, to be a...
I mean, he does other stuff, too.
Oh, okay.
Like, he works at, like, stock barns and, like...
He's an actual vet?
I don't know if he was or not. I know he'd always be, like, at the stock barn, too, checking things out. So they probably had him on retainer doing stuff there. So, like, I mean, it wasn't like, you know, I don't know if you did that 4 or 5 times a day to the local farms. I mean, come in, check 60 or 70 cows a day. Make pretty good money.
It'd end up being a pretty good day, probably.
Yeah. If you travel it up to, you know, an hour around, I mean, you could make some pretty good money.
Well, anyway, her second husband died in a car wreck. And then her current husband, Bill Hunt, he's a former commercial airline pilot.
All right, well, I guess I'll settle for the actress.
Amy well, Adams. I mean, she's been divorced a couple times. You could be next.
No, she's been divorced once. She was widowed another time is what it sounds like.
Okay, so.
It's not divorced. It's not her fault her husband died.
Either way, she's on number 3. Bill Hunt, former commercial airline pilot. If he decides to get back in the game, you never know.
Man, owning a sports team would be so cool.
Yeah, it would.
Do you think I could just apply to be the Titans GM?
You could,
maybe,
yeah.
Yeah, they may just have it you think posted they have somewhere.
Post it on LinkedIn.
Just on Indeed, just sitting there.
I don't know.
I couldn't do it. I've always said I feel like I could do the NBA GM. I don't think I could do NFL GM. I couldn't make the dead money and the salary cap and everything work. I think I could learn.
I would love to try.
Yeah, I think I could learn, but you'd probably end up with just a bad roster and no offensive lineman like John Robinson did.
I play so much Madden franchises, it makes me feel like I can do it.
Or like the Saints, where you just keep kicking the can down the road, then all of a sudden the bill comes due and you're 4-8 and running out of bounds and blowing a 13-point lead with 5 minutes left and don't have your first-round pick for the next year. That might be how I end up.
How about that comeback by the GOAT?
I didn't watch a second of it.
I actually watched the whole fourth quarter.
I kept an eye on it, but the last I checked was Mark Ingram running out of bounds with 6 minutes left, and everyone's like, what the hell is he doing? Why didn't he try to get the first down? And I was like, are they really going to punt? Are they really going to punt? You're 4-7. It's 4th-and-1. Run the damn ball.
Yeah, what's the –
why are you punting? And then they punted, and then my group text got some type of text, some type of meme about them blowing the lead. And I was like, what? Really? They blew the lead? Yeah, just a Saints logo that said blew that.
Yeah.
And I said, oh.
Know that meme.
I said, oh, wow, they really did. Somehow find a way to lose this game.
Brady looked pretty efficient on that last drive.
That's twice he's done that. The problem to me is they've had to do that twice against the Los Angeles Rams who suck and the New Orleans Saints who suck. But he's done it twice. He's come through clutch. And you said his new model girlfriend was there?
Oh, she's beautiful. I'll tell you more about her in headlines.
Okay. A
little teaser.
I'm actually interested to learn more about her.
Well, stick around for the next hour.
I still don't think the Bucs are any good, but that pretty much goes a long way to clinching their playoff spot.
They're 6-6. Yeah. That seemed like a big win to get that done. And, I mean, that division obviously is terrible.
Yeah.
They'll lose their next 2 games.
You got to think. I mean, the old guy in the playoffs again. I mean, if he gets them there, some of those quarterbacks he can match up with in the first round are going to be quarterbacks you'd favor Tom Brady over.
All fan-run callers and special guests, of which we have neither, appear via the Big Orange Phillies phone lines. Big Orange Phillies is located at 6625 Maynardville Pike and Halls. Great spot for a quick lunch if you're out driving around needing somewhere to go and you're in the Halls area. Check out the full menu at BigOrangePhillies.com. BigOrangePhillies.com. Delivery is available via Grubhub, bigorangephillies.com.